The Chicago Bears have hired Chuck Pagano as their new defensive coordinator, replacing longtime defensive coordinator and now head coach of the Denver Broncos, Vic Fangio. This is just a phenomenal signing by the Chicago Bears for the Green Bay Packers. Grassy Posse Packers Nation, welcome to an episode of Packcast, a podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grassy, and while I know this happened over the weekend, we were busy streaming both days, so we weren't really able to get this episode out. And so a bunch of you asked, Tom, what are your thoughts on Chuck Pagano? A lot of those was me staring at a mirror and just asking that to myself, pretending I was important. But we're going to answer that question of, Tom, what do you think about the hiring of Chuck Pagano? At face value, I don't get it. I don't understand. Chuck Pagano, of course, interviewed for the Green Bay Packers head coach position. We did a little expose on him and why I didn't think he was going to work out, because Chuck Pagano, you know, while an offensive-minded coach, which we'll get to being problematic for the Bears in a moment, I have some questions about how he did turn the Colts around, don't get me wrong, but I just didn't really strike me as one of the greatest coaches. Obviously, getting fired from the Colts organization after two disappointing seasons back-to-back. But when I heard that he got hired as a defensive coordinator, it really was a head-scratcher. And so I went back into Pagano's career. And he does have some experience when it comes to defense. In 2008 to 2010, he was a secondary coach for the Ravens. In 2011, he was the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, and they were third in points and yards, so bringing them to an elite, I would say at least top five defense in 2011, which is nothing to shake your head at, and I think that's super duper impressive. But you have to also think the players that were on the Baltimore Ravens at that time made that defense super duper elite. But I'm going to still give some credit to Pagano. You know, third in overall and in points and yards is not too bad. Then going to the Colts, where he was the head coach from 2012 to 2017, just took a look at some of his defensive stats there. In 2012, they were 21st in points and 26th in overall yards. 2013, they had a huge turnaround and were top 10. They were 9 in points and 20 in yards. 2014 was okay, 19 in points, 11 in yards. 2015 was 25 in points and 26 in yards. Then in 2016, 22 in points and 30 in yards. And then 2017, 30 in points and 30 in yards. So besides two pretty good seasons in 2013 and 2014, they were in the bottom 20 of the league after that for 3 years. And I think that kind of makes sense. While the Colts have never been offensively minded, they haven't been. And it makes sense considering the Colts have never been like a defensively minded team. Those stats really for the past 3 years, actually for 4 years from 2014 to 17, they were not good. And I would argue for his entire tenure, except in 2013, they were not great. So it really didn't make sense to me to get him as a defensive coach, considering that you had, I understand him as a head coach and, you know, or maybe an offensive coordinator, in that he brings a lot of acumen and that he has that experience of a head coach, and all that experience is really, really good. But it doesn't make sense to me at all. So, ouch. I mean, I don't think the Bears defense is going to regress. We did a whole episode on that when Vic Fangio left. Obviously, that's going to leave a mark. But their defense isn't going anywhere. There's really low turnover, and I think they're still going to have an elite defense next year. They did interview their secondary coach, Ed Donatell, but for whatever reason, they didn't give him the job. And so this really just has me scratching my head. He has the defensive coordinator experience for a year and the secondary coach for 2 years, but I don't get it. I really, really don't get it. Maybe Chicago Bears fans can enlighten me on this one, but you know, we talked about who was going to replace Vic Fangio, and they were talking about their defensive line coach or their secondary coach, at least someone who's familiar with the system and the defense, and they bring in an outsider here who's not known for his defense. Yeah, not good. Not good. Again, I don't think it's going to dramatically impact them, but I think that hole that Fangio did leave, Chuck Pagano's not going to fill it. But some quick Packer news as well, and this was from last week, and I just didn't get a chance to get it out. But, of course, Ron Zook has been fired. Hip, hip, hooray! And speaking of defensive coordinators, we will be keeping Mike Pettine, which is phenomenal news. I'm a big fan of Mike Pettine's. I think that, for the most part, and what he was able to do with this defense is definitely a step forward in the right direction. I think a second year, a sophomore season with this defense will be a big boost. The fact that we have LaFleur, I think that's going to help as well. And I'm really glad that they're keeping him around and giving him a second shot. Because, again, Packers, not known for their defense. And I think Pettine was pushing him in the right direction. So I'm very, very happy about that. But let me know what you think down in the comments below. And Bears fans, let me know what you think too. Because I just don't get it. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com. TOMGROSSI Comedy, or Tom Grossi Comedy on all the social medias, Patreon, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that great, wonderful stuff. Check out podcasts on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube multiple times per week. We'll have our predictions episode out on Wednesday for the championship games. On Friday, there'll be another fan reaction video, and we will be streaming this Sunday both the AFC and NFC championship games. Our penultimate week of streaming. Because the football season, there's only 3 games left. And no, I don't count the Pro Bowl, because that's not a game. It's a joke. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, go Pack, go.